This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. The big question, when should I get married? Well, it's not only about marriage, and it's not an easy answer to that. It's connected to opportunities that Allah gives you and situations that come up that Allah shows you and proposals that come in your direction that Allah makes happen. So Allah loves all of us enough to give us an opportunity to either get a job or to either do a business deal or to either get married or to either achieve something. Allah dangles these in front of us and lets these big ships dock on our coast at least once. At least once. In most cases, it's only once. In many cases, it happens a few times. In very few cases, it would happen a lot. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So listen to this. People say, well, I'm studying. I don't know. Should I get married? Shouldn't I get married? I can't just say yes or no. You know, the guy might not want me to get married. Remember, I'm talking to a global audience where there are different cultures. People sometimes have arranged marriages. They're not bad, actually, depending on what level of arrangement it is. For as long as the parties are ultimately happy, the bride and the groom have met each other before the marriage and they have spoken to each other and they are both happy, then even if the meeting was arranged initially, it's okay. No problem. Those work actually much better than the others. And sometimes people get to know each other at work or at school and they want to get married. And you know what, my beloved parents, don't just say no to things. Allah sends a brilliant person for your child, sometimes only once. That ship is not going to dock on your coast again. Your opportunity, Allah says, I sent you the best of the entire community, the whole city, the best of the entire city. Just because he was of a different nationality, you said no. Well, I told you not to do that, so there goes. You lost it. And you lost it for everyone, and you are responsible. Why? Because you didn't follow the guidance we gave. We told you, look at the deen, look at the religion, look at the character, look at how responsible the individual is. Are they outstanding? If they are, let it happen for as long as both principals are happy, meaning the bride and the groom. For as long as they are happy, let it be. It's not easy to release your kids, but you have to because they belong to Allah before you. That's the reason. So you have to let it happen. Sometimes Allah sends an amazing human being. I know of a case where there was a man with beautiful lineage and he came with great character and conduct. His lineage traced back to Quraysh. And the father of this girl from the subcontinent flicked him off like you can't believe. Years later, that guy's married, mashallah, happily. This person is still struggling with a lot of issues. It's not a nice thing. Now, if you ask me, when is the best time to marry? I tell you, when Allah facilitates things, let it be. When you're young, many people who grow up in traditional homes that are cultured, they may never feel they're ready to get married. Maybe. So sometimes you need a little bit of a reminder. You need to be slightly, pushed to say, consider this, come, let's try and think about this. And we give a few opportunities, but open your eyes. If that's an outstanding person, meet them. There's nothing wrong. Meet them and then say no if you're not happy. But meet them, and if they're really good, meet again if you want. And then what would happen is, you can say, okay, I'm happy. I didn't think that I would marry before completing my studies, but here I am. Because the guy is outstanding, inshallah, I hope everything will go well. I'm following advice of the Prophet ﷺ. He never ever said, finish your studies first. He never said, marry a man who's already got a big salary. You marry people in the early times of their lives because you should grow together. That's the Islamic teaching. Today we're looking for wealthy people who have so much and so on. That is what is causing the disaster, my brothers, my sisters. It's really not going to happen twice. When a good person knocks on your door, don't ever let go of that good person. What that means is, a brilliant, outstanding individual is coming to propose for your sister or your daughter or your child or whoever it may be. Subhanallah. Don't let them go. If they're good, they were sent by Allah. That is rizq. Don't kick your rizq. Don't kick what Allah has sent to you. Allah will hold you accountable to say, I sent such and such who is a good friend of mine. He could be a friend of Allah. I sent him to your door knocking. You treated him with so much of, disrespect. Subhanallah. What do you want in return? May Allah forgive us. What excuse did you use to say no? Oh, my daughter's still quite young. Yeah, good, good. Did you ask her? If she said no, fair enough. What if she wants to do it? And sometimes people say, how did you know about my child? Well, the world is a global village. We know about everyone today. SubhanAllah. We know about the people who are hiding in their cupboards because they're also on their phones. May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us good use of our phones. But I'm giving you a true example, a reality of life. So it's important to complete your studies, yes, but in the interim, if something crazy comes up, really outstanding and good, you can adjust. You can adjust. Inshallah, you can finish later. And who knows, a lot of people haven't finished after that and they're so excited for not having finished. And so many people finish up. They've lost a good spouse because they said no. And then at the same time, they never work in the field of study. And sometimes they do, but they're leading a life that's not happy at all. Sometimes the boat is gone. You missed it. Why did you miss it? Allah says, not like, don't think we didn't send you someone. We sent you. You said no. You declined, you denied, you threw, you kicked out. That's what you did. Sometimes we're too fussy. We're looking for a person who doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. SubhanAllah. Maybe in Jannah. You know, there was, on a lighter note, there was someone who had a major marital problem. And I went to try and resolve the matter. And this guy says, you know, when I married her, she said, I only want a person who's going to be taking me to Jannah. That's it. No preconditions, no nothing. I just want someone who's going to take me to Jannah. Now, when you hear that, obviously you're very excited and very happy to hear that. I want someone who's going to take me to Jannah. Okay. So now, this woman's fighting about accessories and makeup and perfumes and this and that. And so he says, listen, we wasn't the deal. You wanted to go to Jannah. So we do our salah, we dress properly, we do whatever. We read Quran and we do the extra acts of ibadah and so on. So I said, yes, my sister, you know, this is quite an embarrassment that the problem has come to this. When you are admitting that you said you wanted a husband who would take you to Jannah. She said, yes, yes, yes. But Jannah starts here in this world. Whoa, what an interpretation. Jannah. What is Jannah? Jannah in this world. I mean, if you can't afford to give me what I want, then what are you going to give me in the hereafter? So stop saying, I just want a man who's going to take me to Jannah. If you're a materialistic person, if you're going to be fighting selfishly over a few things, yes, your rights must be fulfilled, no denial. But I'm saying, over and above that, you're very demanding. You're putting a lot of pressure on this guy for material things. When the Prophet ﷺ spent months on end, sometimes with no food in the house besides dates and water, you know that. May Allah forgive us. So getting back to the issue of opportunities, they come in your life, business or whatever else it may be. You need to be strong enough. You need to understand, look into it, realize it, try and figure it out, talk to some genuine people about it. And if it is a good thing, let it be. Whether you're a person involved directly as one of the primary parties, the bride or the groom, or you're a parent, or you're a brother, or whoever else you may be, let it happen, let it be. By the will of Allah. May Allah accept it from all of us and grant all of us spouses who will be the coolness of our eyes. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله